Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And as I always say, go to DurangoBusiness.org for all chamber information. And don't forget to nominate. We've got our Durango Rocks Awards nominations available. DurangoBusiness.org. It's where you go to do that. And it's all the of the year awards, and it's all based on merit. So from Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, Entrepreneur, the list goes on and on. So check it all out, and don't forget to get your nominations in by October 31st. Now we're going to shift to hockey. Jason Meiniger, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. Thanks for having us here. Super excited, man.
Yeah, well, you know, thank you for coming in. I know I didn't realize that you're involved with the youth hockey. You're the president of the association?
Of the association, yeah. My son's been playing for about 5 years, and his commitment and dedication and passion for hockey really inspired me to step into a leadership role and help continue to grow youth hockey in Durango.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I coached soccer and basketball when my son was growing up, and thanks for the commitment, because it is a time commitment. And then when you take on the president role, that's even more. Now, let me ask, because I'm not a hockey guy. Were you a hockey guy?
You know, I'm not a hockey guy.
Okay.
I tell people my son has played more hockey in a week than I've played in my lifetime.
And so let me ask you this, then. What level? I mean, what they start at age on up to what?
They start as young as 3. For most kids, it's 4.
Okay.
And then hockey through your entire life, which is, you know, like skiing. It's a cool sport that you can really, it is a lifelong sport.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I know with, so we had a pond that would freeze by our house.
Yep.
And we would get skates on. And if we were had a hockey stick, we'd goof around playing. You forgot about worrying about, you know, all what you're trying to do is skate. You just started, you know, gliding along and you're chasing a puck, forgetting about what you were, you know, the falling down.
Yeah, it is absolutely, it is an amazingly gorgeous sport. And they talk about how, you know, it's violent, but also gentlemen. I mean, the kids are real stand-up members. That's something we really push within the club, is that you need to be respectful. You need to present yourself in an appropriate manner everywhere that you go.
Yeah.
And then when you're on the ice, you play as hard as you can. And that's what makes it so beautiful, is the gliding, the turning, and then you have the physical aspects of strength. And
right. You know, well, and just getting out and exercising.
It's awesome.
And,
yeah.
Well, and it's kind of, you know, it's what I love about hockey too, it never stops. You know, it's, unless there's a, you know, a face-off that's called or a penalty, but otherwise it's just, it's flowing and just continuing, and the play, just keeps going and going.
Yeah, it literally, like, as you're talking, it's making the hair stand up, just thinking about how, like, really how fun and how fast it is.
And, yeah.
You know, the pro level, these guys are skating over 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Shooting pucks approaching 100 miles an hour.
It's amazing.
And then guys are jumping in front of those pucks to block it, to, you know, stand up for their team, and they've got padding so they're protected. And the team and the camaraderie piece is, I've talked to guys who played when they were kids, and they're in their 40s and 50s now, and they're still in contact with kids they played with when they were playing 10U.
Yeah.
And that says a lot about the kind of the team and the camaraderie that comes along with being a hockey player. It's pretty cool.
That, you know, that is so awesome. And then, you know, and I've only been in the Chapman Hill ice skating rink a few times, and I always see the parking lot full. You know, I know adult league plays way in late at night, and it just seems like it's becoming more and more popular. How many kids roughly are involved in the youth hockey?
So going, it is super busy, and I feel bad for the adults, and I want to thank all the adult hockey players who are willing to take 10 and 11 p.m. start times.
Yeah,
you know, starting a hockey game at 10 o'clock at night in order to give our kids, you know, kind of that 5 to 9:30 range to practice.
Sure.
So this year we're going to have about 10 different teams that we're fielding, everything from 8 and under all the way through high school, girls team, and then we've got multiple teams in each of the lower kind of intermediate age groups, the 14U, 12U, and 10U.
Yeah. Now, if somebody listening wants to get involved, you know, I mean, I know you're into the season now, but what is the timing and what does it take to get involved in the youth hockey here in Durango?
You know, the timing is actually perfect. We've got, there's a really super awesome opportunity where Durango Youth Hockey partnered with the Colorado Avalanche and this program called the Mile High Mites.
Nice.
And for $250, you can get a skater in and they get all the equipment. Skates, sticks, pads, mouth guard, cup, the whole shoot and match, plus 6 weeks of training for that $250. So, like, that's the best way to get in, and that starts on October 14th.
Okay.
If you want to find out about that, go to DurangoHockey.org. Not Durango Business, while you're putting in your nominations.
Durango
you
can Hockey.
Swing over and register kids for hockey, and our season will get underway with official practices starting the week of the 16th.
So it's not too timing, late. Yeah.
Yep.
And do you have to have any experience?
The younger you are, the less experience you have to have.
Okay.
There's, you know, kind of like a lot of things. If you jump in as a high schooler, you know, a lot of those kids have been playing for 6, 8, 10 years. You know, you'll be a couple steps behind them. But the younger kids are, the easier it is to get in. And what, you know, again, what's so super cool about it, and you hit on this, is it really is, like, it transcends ages. And it will be something that most kids are probably going to play beer league. You know, that's the extent of what they'll play is beer league. And that's awesome. And the beer league is super fun to go and watch. And those guys are still getting a great workout and having fun doing it.
Yeah, well, and I know you just had a fundraiser, and we are, I'll mention we're pre-recording this, but you had a fundraiser. This airs the fundraiser yesterday, a golf tournament. Yep. How'd that go?
You know, I suspect it's going to go great. We've got fantastic sponsors for all of our 18 holes. We've got golf sponsors, cart sponsors, range sponsors.
Do you need to give a shout out to any of them? Because that's one of the things that I think, you know, as a sponsor, they deserve the shout out because they're contributing, you know, time and money and prizes, things of that nature. So yeah,
absolutely,
who's on that list?
Let me roll through our whole sponsors: JT Builders, 365 Roofing, Wells Group Durango, Downs McDonough Cohen and Foley, Farha Roofing, American Railways, Animus Brewing Company, Kroger's Ace Hardware, Coldwell Banker, Magpie's Market, Innovative Design and Renovation, Morehart Murphy, Easy Coffee Company, drank some of that this morning, the Durango Team, Short Elliott Hendrickson, Land Title Guarantee Company, Four Corners Community Bank, and Mild to Wild Rafting are our 18 hole sponsors.
Wow.
And then we can hit on some of our other sponsors later. And and really what, you know, why I think that is really important is it's not just these organizations who are contributing money to a club, but they're organizations who have reaffirmed their commitment to youth sports and supporting youth sports.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is that we're trying to do, is create these learning opportunities for the kids, which will, again, transcend. It shows up everywhere. Yeah. My son goes to Mountain Middle School, and I was speaking to their head there, Shane Voss. And we were just discussing the importance of sports, organized sports for kids.
Oh, absolutely.
And how, like, as a school, they really support kids who pursue their passion of sports and activities, because he sees it show up everywhere else in their life, and that they're, you know, they're... Yeah, he and I both are of the same opinion that organized sports really help kids be better adults, better students, better members of our community. And the more that we can do to support that, the better.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I remember Pat Murphy one time, I was talking to him, and he said, I'd rather hire a student athlete or someone from the military, because they know what discipline is. They know how to get along with others that they may not normally get along with. And there's just the dedication to what they do and what they accomplish. And like you say, those skills you learn at such an early age transcends on up into adulthood.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and hockey's just a great example and a fun sport, you know, a life sport. You can continue to play all your life. And now, do you have other sponsors that you want to mention?
Sure.
Let me. You can probably caught you off guard there.
Let me hit a couple and then we can get it. For our kind of special sponsors, we've got a putting green sponsor of Harvest Midstrom, a cart sponsor Mike Johnson, and then the longest putt right now is sponsored by Pine Needle.
Oh, very fun.
And then
fun.
We've got like a hole, if you get a hole in one, I think there's a $10,000 prize.
Right.
We're going to have some Colorado Avalanche tickets that we're going to have in the silent auction, which the Avalanche gave us a bunch of tickets to be able to use to promote youth hockey. So this will be the first of probably several times this year that we'll have some Avs tickets available, and preseason has already started for NHL hockey, so it's
coming up. It's coming up. I know somebody was talking about Major League Baseball, and I was like, I don't follow baseball until the World Series. I was like, what? They're already in getting to the playoff. Wow, okay, where'd that time go? But hockey's just gearing up, and what fun in the Avalanche, obviously. You know, we got to hang on to the Avalanche and the Nuggets because the Broncos are wah-wah-wah. But anyway, it's all good. Now, with the golf tournament, is that the only fundraiser you do all year, or will you have opportunities for people to buy these other Avalanche tickets?
Yeah, that's our biggest fundraiser of the year. Our goal is to raise over $20,000 to support the program, and you know, and that goes into different training aids, helping pay for coaches to travel. You know, most of you have probably noticed we're not near other rinks and other communities.
Right.
So our travel, you know, for kids who and families who choose to travel, we try to make that a little bit easier. But, yeah.
Yeah. The fundraising opportunities. And then again, I would say, you know, you can check it all out, and it's Durango Youth or Durango Hockey.
DurangoHockey.org.
DurangoHockey.org. And check out all the things that are going on, including the golf tournament and then, you know, fundraising throughout. And if you're a business and you want to just support the hockey, I'm sure there's a donate button on the website or get in touch with you. What's the best way to do that?
We will accept donations in any form.
Okay.
Absolutely. On the website, you can go on there and donate now. There's a button. You can also email fundraising@DurangoHockey.org.
Okay.
I'll go to our fundraising board member who will help facilitate that. Another exciting opportunity is as we get into the winter, we've got a great partnership with the city of Durango, who's done some really nice investments in the rink this year, despite the article in the Herald.
Yeah.
We still have to maintain what we have.
Sure.
City staff has really put a lot in this summer. They've painted the rink. They've put new flooring in. There was a warranty issue.
Wow.
The ice has started. They've really done a tremendous amount. And that will just continue to help. And and Durango Youth Hockey also contributes into those with the money that we generate through fundraising to help some of those initiatives as well. This winter or this summer, we went and took a pair of nets and got them refinished and repainted, and we're getting new netting on it. So you know, they look brand new for us.
Yeah.
And then we will have some more fundraising. But what's cool is we will actually have an opportunity. Ours is the only rink that I've been to that doesn't have advertising on the boards. Yeah, our boards are all white.
Right.
And we're partnering with the city on selling advertising space on those boards.
Oh, very cool.
That's something we're going to kick off probably December.
Okay.
Maybe January, but that'll be another big opportunity for businesses to both support, you know, youth hockey, youth sports, and advertise their business directly to, you know, people who attend the rink.
Right.
And in talking to the rink, their estimates are about 50,000 visitors a year.
Yeah.
Just to the rink, including the ski hill. So that's a huge number.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at the 50,000 people into the rink and that exposure for advertising, you know, and getting your name up on one of the boards. And I'll have to have you come back in, and we'll talk about that next time. And I think that, you know, just a great opportunity to support youth hockey here in Durango, starting those kids 4-year old. I want to come check those little guys out. That's got to be fun. We've got about 30 seconds left. So what's the website again?
DurangoHockey.org.
All right. And people can get involved. And, you know, good luck with the golf tournament, even though this airs the day after it. I know you guys did great.
It absolutely was a success. And I appreciate everybody who supported, as well as those who helped out the day of, and all the golfers. We've got 25 foursomes playing. So it's a great, great turnout.
Awesome.
Super support.
That is. And plug your business. What's your business?
My business is promoting youth hockey.
I was just like, you know, give me an opportunity, but, you know, and thank you for doing the youth hockey, and thanks for taking the time to come in.
Absolutely appreciate it. Appreciate the support of the chamber as well.
Absolutely. We love this. Love the youth hockey. And I'm going to get over to the rink and check out a game. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.